Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Every day there are countless books and articles that are published offering the key on how to make your business a success. It's easy to feel overwhelmed trying to keep up and run your business. That's why Deb Creer created the Business Power Hour. Keep up on the latest trends, best practices, and techniques for how to make your business a success. Let the Business Power Hour do the heavy work for you.
Good morning, good morning. I am Deb Creer, and I am passionate about giving professionals the tools that they need to make themselves and their businesses as successful as possible. And I have to tell you, in our pre-chat, we have just been giggling our heads off, so we are going to have a great program today. So please join me in welcoming Stefan Puszek to our program today. Welcome, Stefan. How are you?
I'm doing great, Deb. Thank you so much for having me. And I'm really looking forward to the next hour talking with you. We already started a little bit before we basically live, but it was awesome. And I'm so looking forward. So thanks for inviting me and having me.
I really should start the recording as soon as we start and then do outtakes, right? Those would be so much fun to have outtakes with my guests. But I guess now we'll be a little bit serious at least. And so let me tell people a little bit about you and then we will jump into this. So Stefan Puszek is a serial entrepreneur who has founded 6 successful companies across 2 continents. If you couldn't tell, he's not from here in Georgia. He has leveraged over 23 years of experience in scaling businesses to 6 figures in Europe and North America. With a results-centered approach, Stefan is dedicated to generating tangible outcomes for clients and has developed a personalized coaching program for executives, leaders, and entrepreneurs. What truly distinguishes Stefan is his human-centric focus, prioritizing compassion, purpose, and humanity in entrepreneurship. Featured in Successful People and recognized as one of the most influential figures in his region for over the past 50 years, Stefan is not only an accomplished author and award-winning entrepreneur, but also a beacon of inspiration in the global business community. Holy schmoly, are we going to have a heck of a discussion. So welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Steph. It's always interesting when I listen to these things, it always brings me back to my story and where I started and what obstacles I needed to overcome. Because when you hear all these things and somebody else is telling it,
right.
That's the huge difference. Somebody else is reading or telling it. It sounds like, wow, I mean, what an amazing
right.
thing. When you basically live through this, in most situations, it's, oh, okay, I did something new. Mm-hmm. I achieved something else. Okay, another milestone or something like that. So.
Right.
It's always super valuable when I have the opportunity to talk to somebody like you or share also a little bit of my story and all the obstacles I needed to overcome to also reflect on what basically was necessary to achieve all these steps.
Right. Yeah. You know, and you have overcome an awful lot. And so tell us a little bit more about that, because you are very successful now, but you had lots of downs and lots of ups. And so tell us more about how you got to where you are today.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So let me go back to where it really started, my entrepreneurship, because I mean, I just love to be an entrepreneur in the meantime, but I did not start there.
Right.
I was completely on another track. Yeah. So, basically, going back, when I was 8 years old, my childhood ended. So I remember this day like it was yesterday. So my mom sat next to me at my bed and she was silent a long time. And then she started to cry. And I had no idea what was going on.
Right.
I looked at her and, mom, what's going on? What happened? I mean, what's wrong? Yeah. And then she said, your dad will never come home again. And I didn't understand what she meant at that moment, because, okay, dad left in the morning for work and now she's telling me he will never come home again, and she's crying and what's going on? And basically she said, yeah, she also do not know why, but he will never come home again. And basically, my dad left me and my mom when I was 8 years old. And what she said is, look, when we stick together, we can get over this.
Mm-hmm.
And now you are the man in the house.
Right. And you're eight.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And now you are the man in the house, mm-hmm. so you are responsible for the house and for the garden,
mm-hmm.
because I need to go to work full time mm-hmm. now, and I need to bring the money home.
Mm-hmm.
And when we stick together, we will get over this. Mm-hmm. And guess what happened? I said, okay.
Right.
I will do this. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I took the responsibility. And I mean, I took the responsibility mm-hmm. for... I need to convert it into square foot for a 2,000 square foot house
mm-hmm.
and about 5,000 square foot garden.
Wow.
And I literally stopped being a kid in this moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not know it for a long time. I mean, I needed more than 20 years to figure out that this specific moment was basically the birth to my entrepreneurial journey mm-hmm. and why I always wanted to be an entrepreneur.
Right.
I always wanted to build something on my mm-hmm. own. Mm-hmm. I never wanted to work for somebody else. I always wanted to do my own thing. Right.
Your success was dependent on you.
Back then, yes. Back then, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I had no idea back then. Yeah. I just stopped being a kid and I took the responsibility. And that pretty much at the same time when I was in school, my schoolmate started to bully me.
Mm-hmm.
And this went basically on for over 6 years in a row. And when I was mm-hmm. 11 years old, it was so bad and so worse that I wanted to kill myself the first time. I wanted to commit suicide as an 11-year-old kid.
You
know? Mm-hmm. Thank God I didn't do it.
Oh, yes.
Because there was my grandma, and she was the one, she always said, look, when you give up, and when then they will win.
Mm-hmm.
I did not, I could not tell them that I want to commit suicide mm-hmm. and that it's so bad, right. But I was crying a lot of times, and I tried to get across my feelings mm-hmm. And explore myself and all this. And then she always said, hey, look, when you give up, they are going to win. Mm-hmm. And that's the worst thing what you can do, because that's the biggest success you can give them, that mm-hmm. they win.
Right.
As long as you do not give up, they will not win.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And this was basically what got me through this, mm-hmm. through this awful situation.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I was a couple of years older, I had the opportunity to change school, and I got to another school where mm-hmm. I did a completely different education
mm-hmm.
About wood technology. So mm-hmm. I basically know how to build a table and a roof and all these okay. things.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what my, mm-hmm. this was my
kind of like a trade
education.
School type of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, correct. Mm-hmm. Correct. Yeah. But when I was 18 years old, mm-hmm. I founded my first company.
Mm-hmm.
I was still in school. I did not finish school yet. So, mm-hmm. but I founded my first company.
Mm-hmm.
And the interesting part is when you have 10 years, 12 years behind you, where you just got hammered down, where you got bullied, where you just experienced shit in your life. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I don't know what words
that's
I can use.
That's all right. That's okay.
Okay. I will be more cautious. There is no self-esteem left.
Mm-hmm.
There is literally no self-esteem
right.
left.
It's just been beat out of you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. Because my self-worth, my self-esteem was just not there. So basically the person how I acted to the outside world and the person I was in the inside and I really was have been in two bit different universes
mm-hmm.
back then.
Mm-hmm.
Because I needed to be confident. Mm-hmm. I needed to be extrovert and all mm-hmm. these things to be able to start my first company and to do my first thing.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand side, in the inside, I felt terrible. I mean, mm-hmm. literally terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And one or basically two of these things, what was happening is I got a problem with alcohol at a very young age because I just wanted to get out of my reality.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just wanted to escape.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right.
That's basic problem. Mm-hmm. And so when I was 17 years old, I was the first time an alcohol addict. I was drinking incredible amounts of
wow.
before I even started the day. But then I had like a clarity moment in front of the mirror when I looked into the mirror and I looked into my own eyes and I said, hey, Stephen, there are two opportunities. Either you stop this crazy thing immediately, or you will have a problem, a serious problem for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I did not give up. I literally stopped in this moment. I was not drinking for years after that. And okay, this was the first time I proved myself, okay, I can change something in my life. I can do something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then a year later, when I was 18, I created my first company and I started basically in the nutrition and health industry. So I started as a personal trainer, nutrition coach and all this. Yeah. And yeah, 2 years later, basically, I became a dad. I was a dad. My son was born. So I was very young when my son was born. And it was awesome because my girlfriend back then and we wanted to have this kid. We were together already since years. So it's we were together since 6 years already.
Mm-hmm.
So over a long period of time. And she always wanted to be a mom.
Mm-hmm.
And stay with the kids at home to raise the kid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I said, okay, that's fine for me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I want to do this. I will take care of the financial part and I'm going to bring home the money. So we, as a family, have a great life. So you can live your dream. I can build my entrepreneurship. Awesome. Perfect. And it worked. And 1.5 years later, she left.
And you're 21.
I was 23 back then.
Okay.
Yeah, I was 23 back then. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Right. And then I suddenly was there with a 1.5 year old kid.
Wow.
As a single dad with a company, and I had no idea what was happening.
Right.
Or basically, she told me back then, her biggest goal and what she always wanted to do is a nightmare, and she wants to do partying again, and she wants to do drugs again, and all this crazy.
She did the mom part. Now she was done with that.
Looked like that, mm-hmm. right? Yeah, and she wanted to take my son with her because she already had somebody else, and blah blah blah, and all this crazy.
And things. You said no.
I said, look, when I cannot change the situation, you will not take my son, but you can go. Yeah, and She literally left, and I was there with my kid, with my company, and at a very young age.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it was a situation for me where I could have given up and where I wanted to give up. I was so destroyed inside again.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other hand side, I was not able to show it because I needed to act confident to sell a customer, to work with a customer, work with a client and all these crazy things. Yeah. So I always had this massive disconnection between who I needed to be to the outside world and who I really was in the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's not a healthy situation you can be in. Definitely not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And yeah, I just worked in the night and found a solution for my son. And when he was in kindergarten or later in school, or when he was sleeping, okay, I was up and I was working and I was hustling and I made it happen. I don't even know how in the meantime. One of the things when you are so young is you have tremendous amounts of energy and you can go with really very small amounts of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And my sleep was 2 hours, 3 hours.
You nap like here and there.
Yeah. And I just made it happen, because for me it was clear, okay, I want to be an entrepreneur. I don't want to be in a company. I don't want to work for somebody. I don't want to be employed. And I want to be there for my kids because my dad left when I was eight. Mm-hmm. So one of my biggest goals was I will be there for my son.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see him grow up. Mm-hmm. I want to see, I want to be with him.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, I made it happen with a lot of struggle. mm-hmm. with a lot of struggle. And mm-hmm. so the first 7 years of my entrepreneurial journey, I was a solopreneur. I just was alone. Mm-hmm. And then it was already around the financial crisis. So 2008, 2009, mm-hmm. when the whole world went crazy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I did not watch a lot of media back then. Mm-hmm. So I literally did not know what was right. happening. And due to this reason, I founded my next company right when the financial crisis hit.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm.
So in looking back, it was probably most people would not do it. I just was not aware right. of it. Because I did not know
that's okay.
things going on. I was so consumed mm-hmm. with my own stuff mm-hmm. going on in my life. But I founded my first company. And what have we been known? Mm-hmm. We have, again, we were doing nutrition coaching. Mm-hmm. We were doing personal training and already mental health coaching. Mm-hmm. So this was mm-hmm. basically what the company did. And mm-hmm. for me, it was always... I wanted to reach more people because first I was able to help myself with mm-hmm. my personal health, then with my personal mindset and psychological craziness mm-hmm. that I needed to experience. And I always shared this with my customers mm-hmm. and my customers had great success. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to reach more people because one of the things what I saw and what I did not like in my entrepreneurial journey back then is I was exchanging time against money. So mm-hmm. I worked 1 hour and I got this amount of money. Mm-hmm. I worked another hour, I got this amount of right. money. And you are running out of time mm-hmm. as a solopreneur mm-hmm. doing this. And so, okay, I started to build a team around mm-hmm. me and I started with contractors, so not with employees, but mm-hmm. I started to have mm-hmm. a team around me and I sold these projects. And mm-hmm. pretty much at the same time when I founded this second company, I also was doing educational training, and I basically educated other people to become a nutritionist, to become okay. a personal okay. trainer, to become a mm-hmm. mental health trainer. And I was working as a contractor for mm-hmm. another company in this specific situation. Mm-hmm. And it was great fun, and I really loved it. Mm-hmm. And I had a great, great time. Mm-hmm. But a year later, this company went bankrupt.
Oh, that's painful.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. And I literally lost nearly the whole revenue mm-hmm. from this mm-hmm. year. And I needed, I literally was on the edge mm-hmm. to file bankruptcy on my mm-hmm. own because I just founded my second company. Mm-hmm. Now right. I expanded.
Then you put everything into it.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. And then I lost all the revenue. Mm-hmm. And again, I had a situation where I was forced to make a decision. And mm-hmm. I said, okay, I will not give up. Mm-hmm. Hey, guys, what you can do, I can do better. You file bankruptcy. Okay, I'm going to open up my own educational company.
Mm-hmm. Right. You were good at it. Why couldn't you do it?
Mm-hmm. The education's on my own. Mm-hmm. And so I already had a second income stream, if you want. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and I started to educate these people. Mm-hmm. And one of the great things was, I needed great trainers. I needed great personal trainers. Mm-hmm. I needed great consultants. Mm-hmm. And guess what? The best who finished my educational mm-hmm. programs, I can
hired. I love it. Mm-hmm.
So basically, I built my own recruiting mm-hmm. my own team. So I educated my own team, and it was nice because they paid to get educated by me.
Right. It was definitely a win-win.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct. Yeah. But you see, it was always massive setbacks, but I just decided right. I will become successful as an entrepreneur mm-hmm. and I will never, ever give up. Mm-hmm. So I never, ever questioned, is entrepreneurship the right thing for mm-hmm. me? I always questioned myself because of all these past mm-hmm. times, what I experienced mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. about these crazy things. I always questioned, okay, was this decision right? Mm-hmm. Is this product right? Was this approach right? Was the timing right? Okay. Mm-hmm. But I never ever questioned, okay, is entrepreneurship the right mm-hmm. thing or am I going to give up? Mm-hmm. No way.
Right.
Yeah. And this helped me in these really, really tough situations massively. And back then, we also started to do the first corporate projects. Mm-hmm. So we started with corporate wellness and mm-hmm. corporate health mm-hmm. management programs back then.
Mm-hmm.
And the first company was Palmas. This is, they make this sling tree for women. And they had a gym in the basement of their corporate building,
mm-hmm.
and all their employees went there to
oh,
have.
Oh, cool! Yeah, they used it. They went and worked yeah. out. I love that.
Then they did stupid stuff. They hurt themselves, and then they had.
Right. Yeah, because they needed somebody yeah. to help them, to guide them.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this was basically the first company mm-hmm. where we supported them.
Mm-hmm.
It was really, really great, and mm-hmm. from this first corporate wellness mm-hmm. Project, over the last 15 years, I developed an international consulting service company where we, in the meantime, focus on employee engagement, mm-hmm. increased productivity, mm-hmm. and strengthen corporate right. culture.
Mm-hmm.
And the way we are doing this international is by delivering world-class consulting services in the areas of HR and organizational mm-hmm. development, and still corporate health and corporate mm-hmm. wellness programs.
I love yeah. that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was basically a couple of my early days. Mm-hmm. And I want to go into one more mm-hmm. situation, because you know where I am.
Right. Already. Yeah. Yep.
I'm mm-hmm. going to share it in a couple of minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a couple of years ago, the weirdest situation. I literally the weirdest situation I've ever been in. So it was 4 years ago, and I constantly built my companies.
Mm-hmm.
I constantly built it. I just invested massively. Mm-hmm. I mean, a high six-figure amount.
Mm-hmm.
Employed more people. Invested in the office in Austria. Founded two more companies.
Mm-hmm.
My first company in the US already, mm-hmm. and another company in Austria. And I was so pumped for the best year ever.
Mm-hmm.
I was so pumped. We had already sold hundreds of consulting days. We were right before closing mm-hmm. 2.5 million in projects. And then March 13th,
COVID
2020 occurred.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And
as we say, the world shut down. Mm-hmm.
Literally, mm-hmm. literally that within 24 hours, the work of 19 years of entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, yeah, because a lot of what you did was with companies who had their employees in on site.
Exactly.
And now, wherever they were in the world, they were home-based.
Yeah. And the biggest problem was it was literally forbidden
mm-hmm.
to execute our thing.
Right.
What mm-hmm. to do. So nutrition coaching, mental health mm-hmm. training, personal training, or these projects in the company, mm-hmm. we were not allowed to go to our customers anymore.
Right, yeah, because
the whole world mm-hmm. got shut down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And in the next day, in the morning, I needed to go to my team and I needed to say, hey, guys, I don't have work anymore for
right.
you.
Well, and of course, the problem was it yeah. 2 weeks, which is what they kept telling us here in the States, right? 2 weeks. And we're like, yeah, right.
Yeah.
You know, or was it going to be much longer? And everybody knew it was going to be much longer, but we certainly had no idea it was going to be months and more.
Correct. Correct. Yeah. And that was basically a massive, massive setback. Yeah. Because we were right before launching our franchise program in the US. We mm-hmm. founded the company and invested massively. And instead of launching our stuff, the world launched COVID. Yeah. And okay, I
drat.
Put all the things
uh-huh.
back. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it was for me, it was the first and only situation I ever cried in front of my employees and then in front of my teams, because it was literally like 19 years of my life got mm-hmm. destroyed within 24 mm-hmm. hours.
Right.
Because within these 24 hours, every customer and everybody reached out to me and said,
right. we have to stop.
We need to stop the project. Mm-hmm. We need to cancel the contract. How can we get out of the contract? Mm-hmm. We need our money back. We need to shut it down. Mm-hmm. No, we cannot do this tomorrow. Yeah. And I got hammered down.
Mm-hmm.
So weird over 24 hours right. that I had no idea how mm-hmm. I can continue.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I knew that I need to tell my team, something, something.
Right.
And I went out there and I told them the situation. I explained it. I said, look, guys, when we stick together, we will find a solution.
Yep.
And I for sure will support you, and I will not kick you out of the company.
Wow.
I will not get rid of you, but I need your commitment that we are going to figure it out. And guess what? All of them stayed.
Of course.
And we stayed together and we figured it out. Was it easy? No, it was the hardest time ever, but we figured it out. We needed to reinvent ourselves 7 times over the next 6 months. Of course, we needed to find a new approach, what our what people are buying in this time. And we were completely offline. So all our marketing was offline. Back then I had 300 contacts on LinkedIn. Now I'm at 11,000.
Right.
3 years later. Yeah. So there was no online presence from me as a person, no personal positioning, no branding. There, there was an old website out there.
Right. But yeah, you did it all face to face in person.
Right. Back then, I was already a pretty successful keynote speaker because I was ranked on the top 100 over a couple of years in a row. So I was basically doing keynotes on conferences, on trademarks, on events and things like that to gather business cards, get attention for my brand and for my topic. And then I was traveling all around to close deals. And my team was executing these projects and was handling all this. And 3 years later, or basically 4 years later, right now at the moment, you know, we can go into more detail if you like. But I already told so much of my story.
I love it. I love it. Well, and yeah, I mean, there's so many parts in there. I mean, the first is obviously that you never gave up. You know, and I think that's one of the hardest things for an entrepreneur, and especially for a solopreneur, because, you know, they're sitting in their spare bedroom, right? They have nobody supporting them. And, you know, and it can get wicked, you know, and it doesn't matter if you've got, you know, if you're having trouble paying bills, you're just alone. I think that's one of the biggest things that I hear people say is, you know, they don't feel like they have anybody they can talk to, you know, which is, and I didn't mention this in the bio, you and I are both part of C-Suite Network. And, you know, that's one of the things that I want to encourage people to find that resource, whatever it is, whether it's local, you know, obviously ours is online. But yeah, find those people who can support you. And, you know, and then know that what, whatever you're going through is probably not new. So you can learn from others, you know, and, but yeah, I love the fact that, yeah, you just never gave up.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. I totally agree. And I give you another example, how this worked out for me, having somebody or not having somebody to talk to. But to finish it up now, at the, in the meantime, at the moment, I'm sitting in Sardinia in Italy. If you don't know it, the listeners out there, it's, the, in my opinion, the most beautiful island.
Oh, I know. Italy.
I have awesome view over the coastline. I don't know if you want to show it in the video podcast. If you like, I can turn it.
Because then we'll just all be jealous.
And I'm living here half of the year already. So I relocated here a couple of weeks ago. I already stayed here for 6 months last year, and I basically built the freedom that I can work where I want, live where I want, work how I want, and with whom I want. And I still have my team with 15 people in my core team. And we have in our consulting service company over 120 experts we can bring into our project to execute it. But we have developed a completely remote culture, and we have an incredible internal culture. Why? Because I'm working massively on creating this culture. This comes not by itself or by accident. But it is possible. And so back to your question, or back to what you mentioned mm-hmm. before, having somebody to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
The first 10 years of my entrepreneurial journey, I literally did everything wrong. I think what you can do as an entrepreneur,
right?
Because mm-hmm. I had no idea what I was doing, and I
you were young. You were just a youngster.
Yeah, I did it again. Okay, and I tried something else. I failed. I tried it again. I failed. At some point, I started to have some traction, mm-hmm. but I did not work with entrepreneurs. I did not work with coaches. I did not work with other entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. I did not learn from other experienced mm-hmm. people. I was the first person in my family who ever was an entrepreneur.
Right.
When I started at the age of 18, I knew nobody who is an entrepreneur.
Or right. Even so you had no mentors, yeah. no nothing.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so it was not the most intelligent way on how you can build your business. But what I did and what basically saved my ass mm-hmm. was I started with personal development.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I started with myself. I started that I can communicate better. Mm-hmm. I started to read a bunch of books. Mm-hmm. I started to consume mm-hmm. massive stuff when it comes to mm-hmm. personal development.
Mm-hmm.
And this is basically what helped me, what helped me tremendously. Mm-hmm. But when it really got interesting and when I really became successful mm-hmm. was when I started to surround myself with the right people.
Right.
Surround myself with successful people.
Mm-hmm.
Start to master, mimic mm-hmm. people who are already mm-hmm. successful. Pay for a coach and for a mentor. And this was also the reason why I said, okay, when I reach a certain amount of success in my career, I want to support other entrepreneurs mm-hmm. become more successful, mm-hmm. more easy.
Mm-hmm.
And so this was the reason I started about 5 years ago mm-hmm. with our one-on-one coaching,
mm-hmm.
where we basically support entrepreneurs mm-hmm. to become more successful mm-hmm. with their business, grow their companies, multiply their revenue. And 2 years ago, we launched our CHC Academy,
mm-hmm.
which is our online training and education mm-hmm. platform, depending on where you are in your entrepreneurial journey. Mm-hmm. And I can tell a little bit more about this later, but mm-hmm. the core point is I created this environment, what I was missing at the beginning of my mm-hmm. entrepreneurial journey, because mm-hmm. I know I would have needed this so much. And that's basically mm-hmm. Why we created this, and right. we are supporting hundreds of mm-hmm. entrepreneurs in the meantime, and yeah, helping them grow their business and multiply their revenue.
I love it. Well, and oh my gosh, again, so much. So you had sent me the entrepreneurial booklet, which you wrote, which is how I knew a little bit about your background, because it is in there. But what I loved about this, we're going to talk about its format in a little bit, but it yeah. is this short, it's 81 pages, folks. And it really is an outline as to how to be an entrepreneur. But I found it very interesting because one of the things you talked about in there was that you have no university education. It's all been self-taught. And I love that. You know, I'm all for college, that's great, or trade schools, you know, all of those various things. But there is nothing like actually having to do it. You know, my undergrad degree is in social sciences. What that meant was I didn't have to take a lot of math. <You know>? I had to write. I had to do those fun things. Yeah. Now I do have two advanced degrees, and they are much more specific to what I do. But yeah, I mean the school here in the States, we call it the School of Hard Knocks, right?
Yeah.
You know, there is nothing like having to learn. And I wonder when you were doing this back at 18. Did you even know that it was an entrepreneur, or did you just think, hey, I want to do this?
I had no idea. I just wanted to make my own money.
Right.
I wanted to have, I don't want to have a boss. Mm-hmm. I don't want to have anybody who is telling me mm-hmm. what I have to do,
right.
how I have to do it, mm-hmm. and when I have to do it. And that was the starting point.
Right.
So the starting point was not sophisticated mm-hmm. or great or mm-hmm. complicated, mm-hmm. or I did not start with a business plan and with a purpose. Mm-hmm. I just said, hey, okay, I want to make money. I want mm-hmm. to do my own thing.
Mm-hmm.
What can I
mm-hmm.
do?
Right. Yeah. You know, and as you said, that's where it gets rough because mm-hmm. you don't know okay, you know, you need to do this. You need to do this. Like here in the States, you know, you should probably have a bank account, right? You know, a tax ID, you know, all of those various things. And depending on what you're doing, insurance, I mean, all sorts of things. And so, you know, it's that is back where you have to learn by doing, you know, because, you know, I always laugh here in the States, they don't teach what I consider basics in school. You know, even when I went to school, now that was a long time ago, but, you know, how to have a bank account, right? How to do a budget. None of that is taught. Now, I did learn how to make blueberry muffins. I distinctly remember that. But,
oh, that's nice.
Now, I know it was real good, right? But could I balance? Did I even know how to open a bank account? No. You know, and all of those things. And so I think that's definitely something that we have to do on our own. You know, because if your parents, if your school, if whoever is not going to teach you, then you have to do it. And one of the things, and I really love this that you talk about in the booklet, is education never stops. You know, we have to continually be educating ourselves. And let's be honest, part of it is because stuff changes. Hello, AI, right? You know, if and I remember back, 10, 15 years ago, when I told people, I'm going to start focusing on social media and how to use social media as a marketing tool. And people went, oh, that's a fad. That's a fad. And I thought, I don't think it's going to be, you know, and so it's just, it really is one of those where you have to be continually educating yourself in order to just stay current with what the heck is going on.
Yeah. I 100% agree. I 100% agree. And that's the reason why I love your podcast so much, Deb, because this is one of the best opportunities to do this lifelong learning, because you're interviewing great guests. You have, I mean, I don't even know the number yet, hundreds.
So let's see, you are episode 953.
I mean, say it again. That's unbelievable.
953. Now, I do have some repeat guests, so it's probably about 900. But yeah, 900.
Yeah, but I mean, look, you can educate yourself with your podcast.
Oh, that, I know. Like,
crazy. You can
people say, what do I get out of it?
You can listen to a new podcast over years in a row, and you do not listen to one twice. Mm-hmm. And my personal opinion, it will be 100% more valuable that you go to university. Right. So listen to your
podcast. Your social science degree, right?
Life. Yeah. You will learn more about education. You will learn more about entrepreneurship than when you sit 6 years in university or whatever to get a degree where you never, ever executed something.
Right. Yeah. People ask me, what do I get out of this? Because I have not monetized my podcast. Obviously, people do. That's a great thing for people to do. But I've never done it for a variety of reasons. And so I say I get to meet cool people and I always learn something. And so I figure if I'm learning, hopefully my listeners and my viewers are too. But yeah, I get to have great conversations. And some of it, you know, like when I was reading your book, again, 81 pages, folks, this is easy peasy. But it was, you know, it was, oh, yeah. I got to remember to do that. Oh, yeah. I got to remember to, you know, and so even if it's not new, you're reinforcing and reminding yourself. And so that's where, you know, folks, read Forbes, read the Wall Street Journal, you know, obviously be reading books, doing webinars, all of those things. And does it take time? Yes, of course. You know, but it will help you make your business even more successful. And I think that's one of the things that, you know, when we see people who aren't on doing that, they're the ones whose businesses fail.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So talking about the book. So if you like, I would love to give your audience the book for free.
Oh, so I love that. Thank you so much. Yeah.
If you can share this when you launch the podcast, please give the book for them for free, because I would love to support as many people as possible.
Perfect.
And hopefully can inspire some of them also with my personal story. And I'm even writing about this in the book. I could have written a whole book with hundreds of pages, but I decided on purpose that I just want to write a booklet, which is called the Entrepreneurial Booklet. Mm-hmm. Because my experience on reading hundreds of business books is that in a lot of situations, I got the feeling, okay, 80% of the book is just built repeat things over and over and over and over again. But this 10 or 20%, which is really valuable, which I really need as an information, okay, I need to write, I need to read the whole book. Okay. And that was the reason why I said, okay, no, let's write a booklet, leave all the fluff out, and just the facts, what you really need, and what I executed in six different companies over 23 years.
Right.
There was nothing, what I was writing in my book was about things what I do not use myself and what was not working for myself.
Right. Well, and to me, when I was reading it, I was thinking, okay, so it is kind of an outline. So, okay, if I need to know more, then I do this. And of course, one of the subjects in the book is exactly what this book is, which is a lead magnet. And, you know, and I think that's, you know, because people, they always think, oh, I can't give anything away for free. Right. And, you know, now folks, we're not saying you give it all away for free, but you give enough that they know you're the expert and they want to ask you for more. So tell us, you know, because this is, this book is a lead magnet. So why is it important that people have lead magnets?
Yeah. To generate leads, period.
Duh.
Yeah. When I don't know you then, okay, why should I wire you $10,000 for a personal coaching?
Right.
Why should I do this?
Why should I give you that money?
I don't know if you are real. I don't know if you are fake. I don't know if you are a scam. I don't know if you are serious. I don't know about your track record. Okay. So I need to have something where I can basically tap into your genius and see what content do you have between your ears? How are you delivering this thing? And are you the right fit for me?
Right.
And can you really help me? And I mean, okay, you can tell me whatever you want in the Zoom meeting. I can believe it or I can believe it not. Well, you are a great communicator. You will deliver it in a great way. And okay, that's fine. But I always love to have proof.
Right.
So I want to know things and I don't want to think it is most likely like XYZ. Okay. So the reason why I give away a lot, and I mean, we have unbelievable free stuff available. So we have my LinkedIn profile where we have massive content every single week. We have the book, we do webinars, we do our annual conference in a couple of weeks from now. It's a free online event where last year 400 people were registered for this event. And so why are we doing this? Because I know that I need to show people that we are the real deal, my company and my team, and that we know what we are talking about.
Right.
And I have zero fear to give away too much for free because, I mean, 23 years, I always have to give more. I mean, we literally could talk about 10 hours just about my story and I could have tell you more.
Right.
Hey, I need to shrink it down. We talk. We already talked 20 minutes about my story. It's already too much.
No.
So, okay, I give it away for free that I want to show the people that I want to prove myself that I'm the real deal and I know what I am talking about. So I don't have something to hide. I don't have something to present in a way that people think I am successful. I share whatever people are asking. I show whatever I have. And so the book is one of the things where I can do this. And when somebody is thinking about the book, I always ask them, okay, do you want to make money with the book or through the book?
Right.
And you cannot do both at the same time.
Right.
So when you write a book like Harry Potter, you can make a bunch of money
with the book.
With the book, because you sell millions of millions of copies. Okay. But when I do the entrepreneurial booklet, I want to make money through the book. So what does this mean? I give it away for free that, for example, the entrepreneur want to grow his business and multiply his revenue sees, oh, okay, Stephen has this story. Mm-hmm. He overcame all these obstacles. Oh, mm-hmm. I can relate to him because I had a similar situation mm-hmm. in my past, or I am stuck in exactly this situation, what he already mm-hmm. solved. Okay, here is what I can do for mm-hmm. lead generation. Here is what I can do for mm-hmm. digitalization, for mindset, mm-hmm. whatever. Okay. And then he can decide mm-hmm. to reach out to me and I can help him right. if he wants.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But he has already something from me mm-hmm. where he can tap into my mm-hmm. world, and we call it the CHC universe mm-hmm. from my mm-hmm. company. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that's basically the entry point. And I know that we can make a bunch of revenue with people behind it. Mm-hmm. And what we are really, really good at my company is increasing the lifetime revenue from a mm-hmm. customer.
Mm-hmm.
So when I started with one-on-one coaching for entrepreneurs a couple of years ago, my lifetime revenue was $2,500 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is nice because a lot of coaches just earn a couple of $100 with just one customer mm-hmm. over time. Mm-hmm. But one of the most important things where I always focus inside of my company and what I also teach in the CHC mm-hmm. Academy, increase your lifetime revenue from the customer.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's always easier to sell your existing customer something a second time or mm-hmm. a third time, or cross-sell, upsell, resell something, than getting a new customer to buy from them.
Mm-hmm.
And what we achieved over the last couple of years is that the lifetime revenue of a one-on-one coaching client is mm-hmm. in the meantime way over six figures.
Mm.
Just one mm-hmm. customer. And this one customer starts in a lot of situations mm-hmm. by downloading the free entrepreneurial booklet.
Yep. Right.
And so I don't need to care if I can make $5 with the book mm-hmm. and sell the book and stuff mm-hmm. like that. No, I care about the 100K mm-hmm. Lifetime revenue.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Well, and the one of the things that, and this was the throughout the book, was we have to figure out who we are trying to reach. The target market, the avatar, the whatever the heck we want to call it. And not waste time with people who are not going to buy from us. Now, I mean, that is part of the reason why we have free stuff, right? Because they might not be able to afford what we're doing. And so they can take the free stuff and go from there. But I think so many times, so many people think, I have to target everybody because they see that as that's where the money is. Well, no. We spin our wheels and waste so much time on people who are never, ever going to buy from us. And, you know, and so that's, and I love that you talk about that in the booklet and in other things that you do, because that is so important. And it's not that we don't love those other people, right? We do, we wish them well, but we're not going to spend our time trying to sell them something they're not going to buy. You know, and so it is figuring out who the heck are you trying to sell to? Because it is not everyone, folks. You know, you might have, you know, your early companies were fitness-based. I would not have been your target market because I am a lazy slug, right? So you were never going to try.
Probably for the nutrition coaching or for the mindset.
Yeah, now that's true. I probably did need the nutrition coaching. But yeah, and so figuring out who you're going to sell to, keeping track of those people. I mean, all of this is in the book. And I love this because it is all spelled out in there in a way that you're just kind of going through it. And you know, so then you can go back and go, okay, well, I need to do more of this and more of that. But yeah, folks, don't waste your time on people who are not going to buy from you. Now, you know, it is still, it's funny because, you know, where do you meet them? I mean, that's one of the things, you know, like, and you were talking, you know, before you used to do the seminars and keynote speaking, because that's where you met folks. That did change after COVID, right? You know, we used to go to these networking things. And it's funny because I used to do three here almost weekly in Atlanta. And they were great events, fun people, sometimes good programs, always good cooking, right? Because this is the South. But when I had to no longer do that because of COVID, after a year, when all those memberships came due again, I thought, how much money did I lose by not going? Zero. Because I was going for the social and the entertainment. Now, again, that's, there's nothing wrong with that. And especially because if they're educational too, right? Because we talked about that. But figure out where you need to see, you know, those people and go there. Online, offline, you know, wherever. But again, you know, we only have 24 hours in our day. How are we going to best use those?
Yeah, I totally agree. And here is something, and here is something else where I see that a little bit experienced entrepreneurs have make a mistake in a lot of situations due to the reason that there is so much free stuff out there in the internet. You can get consumed with all this free stuff extremely easily.
Right.
I mean, you can watch and listen to your podcast, and you are consumed for a couple of months in a
row.
That's perfect. But okay, you also need to implement the stuff you learn in your podcast. Okay. And at some point, you will not get any further with the rest, with the next free stuff. At some point, you will need to reach out to them and have a private conversation with her. Some point, you will need to reach out to me and have a private conversation with me, because your book, the book and our seminars and our free stuff will just bring you so far.
Right.
And at this point, a lot of entrepreneurs make the mistake that they see that they say, oh, no, I don't pay for a coach. I don't pay for a mentor, because there is YouTube out there. There are podcasts out there. There is the internet out there. I don't need something. Okay. But here is the thing. One of the things what my what a former mentor always said, and I love this so much that I mention it over and over and over again. He said, Stephen, you don't know what you don't know.
Right.
So when you don't even know what question you should have asked, for sure, you will have a problem at some point.
Right.
And when you don't know that this is out there, or this is outside, or this is available, okay? I mean, how can I know it?
Right.
One of the things we do in Austria, where I am originally from, and my, my and two companies are still there, Austria is extremely tough when it comes to tax, and when it comes to employment and regulations and governmental stuff. But it is incredible when it comes to public fundings, public grants, and things like that. We have over 6,000 different public grants for entrepreneurs available. But guess what? Most of the entrepreneurs in my country do not know that this is available for them. And the few who do know this is there have no idea how to apply for them and get them approved.
Right.
So what are we doing? We help them in with our one-on-one coaching. To apply for this, get it approved, and get hundreds of thousands back when they invest in their own business or when they invest in technology or in their process. So again, you don't know what you don't know. If you don't know that this is out there, you need a great coach who say, hey, Deb, do you know that this is available for you? Have you ever thought about using this?
Right. Yeah. Well, and I have a coach that I pay. I pay to be in two masterminds, you know, and I always remind people, you know, Michael Jordan and Tiger Woods hired coaches, folks, you know, and you know, they knew that they didn't know what they didn't know, right? You know, because they're thinking, okay, what I'm doing is working. Well, and it might be, but can it work better? You know, and that's where that outside coach is really going to help someone to see, oh, okay, well, maybe I need to shift this way. Maybe I need to do this a little bit different, because you should want them to be honest with you. I mean, that's the big thing. But yeah, so they might be telling you, you know, Stephen, yeah, what if you did this instead? Or, you know, things like that. And so, yeah, I think it's, you know, it, and then, you know, let's turn it around, you know, be a mentor and help others too. You know, give back, you mentioned that, you know, be able to do that for others. But yeah, it does reach a point where if to go to that next level, you very well may have to pay for it and expect that. And you're going to get what you pay for. If you are saying, okay, I'm going to pay $100, you'll get $100 worth of consulting. If you're paying $10,000, then you darn well better get a lot more out of it, right?
For sure. For sure.
Right. Well, oh my gosh, this has been so much fun. See, this is why I set a timer, because we've only got 5 minutes left or so. And so tell us, how do people find you and what are the services that you provide?
Yeah, perfect. So the first and easiest way to reach out to me is on LinkedIn.
Okay, so we will link to your profile. Yep.
You will find me on LinkedIn. I'm very active on LinkedIn, and you can always reach out to me, connect with me, and I'm always going to respond. Mm-hmm. And so what we are doing is, for the entrepreneurs, we help them grow their business and multiply their revenue. And we have for basically three areas of your entrepreneurial journey, we have the right support. So we have for the entrepreneur who just started, we have a program in our CHC Academy with Life Mentoring once a month. We have for the entrepreneur who really want to grow it, so really want to scale it, who really wants to get out of this exchanging time against money trap. We have an unbelievable growth program with one-on-one coaching and also within our academy. And we recently, a couple of months ago, we launched our VIP membership, which is just for people who have at least a couple of employees, up to 100 employees. So it's CEOs and owners only, because we are talking a lot about HR, a lot about leadership, a lot of personal development as a leader, as a human being, and of course, increasing revenue, because bottom line, CEOs and owners want to make money.
Right.
So that's what we have in the entrepreneurial area. And of course, yeah, consulting services for big corporate groups, increase employee engagement, strengthen leadership culture, and have a better productivity. Again, better revenue and better results for your employees and for the shareholders.
Right. And your website is corporate-health-consulting.com.
So all right.
Little long, but that's all right. Corporate-health-consulting.com.
I know. That's right. That's right. I want to have CHC, but an Australian company who is selling, I think, helicopters don't want to get rid of their homepage. And
they probably would, but it would take a lot of money. So it works. Right. Corporate-health-consulting.com. So that works just fine. Well, oh my God, this really has been, and we've just barely scratched the surface on this, because I think is so important. So we will definitely have you on again. Because even if we just start going through some of the steps, these are things that you need to be doing. And we'll put the link to your booklet. So that will be fabulous. A link to your LinkedIn profile. But do you have, until we have you on again, do you have any final thoughts that you want to leave everyone with?
Yeah, pretty easy. Never, ever give up.
I love it.
It worked for me, and it was my, it brought me where I am now, and it brought me through all these difficult situations, and I just got up one more time that I got hammered back, and whatever life is throwing at me, I will not give up. I will figure it out. And when you establish this mindset, you can reach whatever you can think about, and that's beautiful.
I love it. Well, I've been having so much fun talking with my friend, Stefan Puszczyk. Until next time, I'm Deb Creer, and everyone have a great day.
Thank you so much. And thank you so much, Deb, for having me, because I really, really appreciate what you are doing. And I learned a bunch in our last conversation already.
So much fun. Well, have a great one. Thank you.
Tune in for our next program for even more trends, best practices, and techniques for how to make your business a success. The Business Power Hour, hosted by Deb Creer, is proud to be part of the C-Suite Network. This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.